Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 22nd. Mary Magdalene at the feet of Jesus in the house of Simon the Pharisee. First Prelude. Imagine you see Magdalene in the midst of the guests, washing the feet of Jesus with her tears. Second Prelude. Beg that you be animated with the same feelings as she had at that moment. Point 1. Entrance of Magdalene into the banquet hall. Consideration. And one of the Pharisees desired him to eat with him, and he went into the house of the Pharisee and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman that was in the city, a sinner, when she knew that he sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. She not only entered the house, but went into the banquet hall, and cast herself at the feet of Jesus. How much it must have cost her to brave human respect in this way. Weigh all the circumstances of it. But she was entirely possessed by the love of Jesus, who had already delivered her from 7 devils. And, moved by grace, she was impatient to give him a proof of her sincere repentance and to make a public reparation for the scandal she had given. An occasion offered itself, and she eagerly seized it, trampling underfoot all human considerations. Application. Let us learn from this to follow the impulse of grace promptly and generously, to seize upon all the occasions which Providence gives us of doing good, and especially of repairing the harm caused by our bad example, and for this end to brave, if need be, human respect and the ridicule or criticisms of the world. Have you acted thus? Point 2. Magdalene gives proofs of her repentance and love. Consideration. As soon as Magdalene saw our Lord, she went straight to him, and standing behind at his feet, she began to wash his feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Mary Magdalene thus shows us what perfect contrition is. She is filled with the deepest sorrow and inflamed with ardent love. She has no other regret than that of having offended God, and no other desire than that of pleasing Him. Application. When we are at the feet of our confessor, who in the sacrament of penance holds the place of Jesus Christ to us, let us try to fill our hearts with feelings of perfect contrition. We shall certainly do it if we bring before our minds its immense advantages, a more entire or even total remission of our sins, and the strength to resist temptations and overcome all obstacles to our sanctification. Point 3. The reception that our Lord gave to Magdalene. Consideration. The Pharisee who had invited him, seeing it, spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know surely who or what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, that she is a sinner." Jesus instantly took up her defense and said, "Simon, dost thou see this woman? I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she with tears hath washed my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she with ointment hath anointed my feet. Wherefore I say to thee, many sins are forgiven her, because she hath loved much." And he said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven, go in peace." Application. Do you wish to know the way of satisfying God's infinite justice for those numerous faults into which, from human infirmity, you fall daily? The Lord tells you what it is. Love much, and many sins will be forgiven you. Frequently make acts of love, even if it be only these few words, "My God, I love thee, pardon me for having offended thee." And often, say ascetical writers, this act will be one of perfect contrition, though you have not had the intention of making one.